A Texas cowboy on a barroom floor had drunk so much he could hold no more. So he fell asleep with a troubled brain to dream that he rode on the hellbound train. The engine with human blood was damp. The headlight was a brimstone lamp. An imp for fuel was shoveling bones, and the furnace roared with a thousand groans. The tank it was filled with lager beer. The devil himself was engineer. The passengers were a mixed up crew, churchmen, atheists, Baptist, Jew. The rich in broadcloth, poor in rags, handsome girls and wrinkled hags. Black men, yellow men, red and white, all chained together, a fearful sight. The train rushed on at an awful pace, and sulfur fumes burned hands and face. Wilder and wilder the country grew, faster and faster the engine flew. Loud and terrible thunder crashed, whiter, brighter lightning flashed. Hotter still the air became, till the clothes were burned from each shrinking frame. Then came a fearful ear-splitting yell, yelled Satan, "Gents, the next stop's hell!" 'Twas then that the passengers shrieked with pain and begged the devil to stop the train. He mocked and he howled and he grinned with glee. He shrieked and he laughed at their misery. "My friends, you've bought your seat on this road. I've got to go through with the whole damned load. You've bullied the weak, you've cheated the poor, the starving tramp you've turned from your door. You've laid up gold till your purse is bust. You've given play to your beastly lust. You've mocked at God in your hell-born pride. You've stolen, you've plundered, you've cheated and lied. You've double-crossed men and you've swore and you've stole. Not a one but has perjured his body and soul. So you've paid full fare and I'll carry you through. If there's one don't belong, I'd like to know who. And here's the time that I ain't no liar. I'll land you all safe in the land of fire. There your flesh will scorch in the flames that raw. You'll shrivel and burn from rind to caw. And the cowboy awoke with a thrilling cry. His clothes were wet and his hair stood high. And he prayed as never until that hour to be saved from hell and the devil's power. His prayers and his vows were not in vain, and he paid no fare on the hell-bound train.